Well, let me ask you, because on Tuesday, the Deputy Attorney General, Todd Blanche, posted this. I'm going to read it to you, get your reaction on the other side. Quote, ICE operates in thousands of counties without incident. Men and women doing their jobs, protecting us from criminal aliens. Minnesota insurrection is a direct result of a failed governor and a terrible mayor encouraging violence against law enforcement. It's disgusting. Walls and Fry, I'm focused on stopping you from your terrorism by whatever means necessary. This is not a threat. It's a promise. He is accusing you of terrorism, Mr. Mayor. How do you respond?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, never once have we pressed for violence against any law enforcement officer. My primary job in Minneapolis is to keep people safe. That safety is being put in jeopardy, not by our Minneapolis residents, not by our local law enforcement that is working tirelessly, but by an invasion that is taking place in our city. I mean, we have around 600 police officers, and there's somewhere in the range of 3,000 to even 4,000 ICE agents and border control. If the goal is safety, if the goal is maintaining a peace, I'll tell you, there's a very good antidote to some of the danger we've been seeing, and it's just to have ICE leave. And so we have been working very hard with a number of different jurisdictions to keep the people of our city safe. People in our city have been working very hard to keep themselves safe. I mean, it's been completely inspiring to see tens of thousands of people in our city standing up for their neighbors. It's not just about resistance. It's about love. It's about love for the people of our city, you know, sliding down icy sled hills to attend a protest or making sure that somebody's got an escort to the grocery store and they're not just randomly picked up in the meantime.